complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Northwestern. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach, we break into the nation's top 25 first time since 2010. Now we got a chance to maybe solidify that here this afternoon against the eighth-ranked team in the country in Northwestern.
Well, it's a big day for us, you know, and it's a big stretch here. We've got three teams that are, two of the three are nationally ranked, and Midland on Wednesday is right there, you know, probably pushing to get in with a good week on their part. So it's a very big week for us, and I think the biggest thing that we've tried to challenge our kids with is just take advantage of the opportunity, and again, to go back to old coaching cliches, you got to take them one at a time. We can't look down the road, and just take advantage of a great team in your building and see what you can't get done against a nationally ranked team.
Yeah, this is a team that the last time we played them in Orange City, we score 102 points and we lose the ball game as we give up 114. This is a talented team we're going to see today.
Yeah, not many times do you score 102 and get beat by double digits, that's for sure. But, you know, they're a team very similar to us. I think they're the biggest difference between them and us is they're probably about an inch or two, maybe even 3 inches taller and longer at every position. And they, you know, they do a very good job of scoring it from all positions on the floor. So it's difficult to take things away from just one spot. The thing that we got to do is make sure they're making tough contested perimeter jump shots, trying to keep them out of the paint as best we can. And the biggest thing is to keep them off the free throw line.
Hastings did not have a game on Wednesday night. You picked up a win on the road last week at Briarcliff. Having that extra 2-3 days to prepare for this thing, is that in our benefit?
Well, I think probably even more than the preparation at this time of the year, to me, is just the rest time that you can give your kids, you know, mentally and even physically. We took Sunday and Monday completely off, came back Tuesday with some individual work and a little bit of film work to try and get, you know, the rust knocked off. And then you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to really buckle down and prepare. So I think it does help, you know, and I think it's more coincidental than it is, or dumb luck than it is anything, just to have this kind of an opportunity to have a couple extra days to prepare for Northwestern. But, you know, there's always that side of it that, you know, when you're playing well, you'd like to just keep the rhythm and stuff like that. But we were heading into a stretch there at Briarcliff where we were starting to get some guys really nicked up, some guys really kind of starting to fight this cold and this crud that's kind of floating around campus. And, you know, hopefully, you know, once we get about the first 10 minutes of the game underway, when we can get back into our game kind of mode and game energy, I think we'll be all right and just kind of make sure that we're, you know, in a position where we can still attack with the scoreboard at that time, because we're really probably a little bit more out of sync than maybe Northwestern would be at this time.
82-74 last Saturday at Briarcliff in Sioux City, a pretty good basketball game for us.
It really was. I thought our second half defensively, you know, was big. It was the first time we've kept a team under 40% from the field in quite a while. I thought we did a great job rebounding the basketball in the second half, out-rebounding Briarcliff by 14. That was key. You know, I think we're such a dangerous team on the offensive end. Anytime we can create an extra possession or two for ourselves, anytime we can, you know, just get the ball in our hands, I mean, we're leading the country in offensive field goal percentage right now, a little over 51%. So we've got to have the ball to score it. So if we can rebound it, get steals, deflections, get on the ball for loose ball or on the floor for loose balls, anything we can do to generate, you know, another two or three possessions in each half is really big and really key when it comes down the stretch. And I think ultimately that's what won it for us.
Our defense has kind of been a work in progress all season long, but we saw last Saturday maybe that defense taking a step or two forward.
Well, I think we made just crucial stops at crucial times, and I understand, you know, with as many teams in our conference that are, you know, have a national recognition, national prominence to them, you know, you're facing really, really good teams night in, night out, and let's face it, our league is predominantly offensive. You know, we're not a Big Ten grinded out kind of league where you're going to have scores in the 40s and 50s. Night in, night out, you're going to see upper 70s, 80s, and even 90s. So it's not, you know, we understand that we're not going to get, you know, one at every or two out of every three stops, every trip down the floor. But we've got to find three or four stops every half that we can kind of hang our hat on that we saw on film, just things that we can highlight and take those things away and make it tough. The biggest key for us tonight is not only getting that stop, but it's getting the rebound ultimately.
Yeah, Northwestern, one of the better rebounding teams in the conference, if not the nation. So they're going to be attacking the boards all day today.
Yeah, and they do. You know, they're a plus 12 on the season, and we're just – you know, we're sitting about 500 on the boards, maybe plus one or two on the year. So they're a team that definitely they kind of shoot it sometimes to get a better shot. You know, and if you take things away, they literally throw it towards the rim and they're just going to go chase it down. And they've got big, strong athletes that can really go through you. They're not going to necessarily always over or out jump you, but they're going to go around you. They're going to go through you. They're going to go by you. They're going to do anything that they can to offensive rebound the ball. And they're averaging about 11 or 12 offensive rebounds a game. So that's one of their biggest pluses as a unit. We've just got to make sure and do a really good job of keeping a body on a body and capturing the basketball once it gets down to our level.
The thing is, this is the top scoring team in the league, averaging about 83 points per ball game, but they do it without the three-point shot. They are last in the league as far as three-pointers made in this season, so they do a lot of the work right around the back.
They do. Whether it's the paint or the free throw line is kind of where they make their hay, and we've really got to make sure to try and take as many opportunities as we can to get charges, to try and get them in some kind of a foul trouble, because they attack the paint so well, and it's not characteristic maybe of the teams that we're used to seeing out of Northwestern, where they really can shoot the basketball, especially in transit. Not that they can't, you know, they've still got kids that are capable, but it's not as much their MO as it has been in years past, and they're a little bit more grind it team and get it in the paint and make tough baskets, and you know, their free throw attempts on their opponent for the season is substantial, you know, and they really do a good job on the road or at home of getting to the foul line, and anytime they can score and their best players are resting and they're scoring when the clock's not running, makes it a dangerous situation for us.
Last time out, Ben Miller was a guy that crushed us, 31 points in the ball game against us the first time around. What's the MO on him today? How do we stop him today?
Well, at this point, and as I talk to any coach in our league, he's the player of the year, you know, and we're not even complete with our league. I mean, he could probably not score another basket this season and still be player of the year, just because he's just so versatile. And he's not, you know, he's shooting 37% from three, but he's only made 14 on the year. And two of those were buzzer beaters against Briarcliff that were darn near half-court shots, you know. So it's not like that's his biggest key to success. He can make it, but, you know, you got to take your chances a little bit with him. He's going to get it in his hands, and he's going to drive it right as hard as he possibly can. So we're going to have to really influence him and shade him to his left and see if we can't keep him, you know, off the rim. But the biggest thing is we can't foul him once he puts his head down, because he does such a good job of getting, you know, he's an 82% free throw shooter, and he's shot 150 of them already on the year. So he averages about 8 to 10 free throws per game, and you just got to try and keep him from scoring, you know, rhythm shots and keep him out of the paint, stay down on him. He's very clever with the basketball, a lot of shot fakes, very, very intelligent player. So he's also one of their better rebounders, so not only can he hurt you scoring the ball, but he does a good job offensively rebounding and just controlling the paint, you know, with his rebounding effort. When he rebounds it, he can really push it transition.
This team's got so many weapons, too. That's the dangerous part about to trying to play Northwestern. Zach Leeper is in there, a double-digit scorer. Daniel Van Colesbeek, double-digit scorer. Both of them right around 13 points per ball game. So in addition to maybe the player of the year and Ben Miller, they've got two other guys that can kill you at any moment.
There's no doubt. And they're both, you know, Leeper's a little bit more of a perimeter-type player. He's about a 33, 34% three-point shooter. Can really get rid of it quick, come off screens and catch and shoot. And Van Colesbeek's as good of an athlete as you'll see in the NAI. You know, he's 6'5", 220, very, very bouncy, you know, around the rim, really offensive rebounds it well, can step out to 15 feet, put it on the floor a couple times, you know. So it takes a pretty special defensive effort from your post players to guard him. So they're very dynamic, and obviously Northwestern's been good for a long time. And if you're going to do anything in this league night in and night out, you got to go through Northwestern to get it done.
In addition to those guys we just talked about, there's one more that can cause some problems too, and that's the big gunslinger kid inside. He's a big brute inside, and he'll be a tough matchup today for us too.
Yeah, he is, no doubt. And he's just more, you know, he's just a bull in a china shop, and he really does a good job of just, you know, getting the shoulder into you and creating space and scoring it, you know, deep in the paint. Again, we've got to attack these guys. And, our last thing we told our kids before we walked out of film this morning was, if we're not going to attack them, if we're not going to make them defend, we're going to be in for a long night. We've got to make them defend for at least 15 seconds each possession. And I think if we can do that, you're going to get a lot of quality shots, because they're more interested on, you know, on the offensive end. But they'll guard you for 15, 16, 17 seconds. But if you can stay tough, stay patient, stay aggressive, you know, and the, you know, get the shot clock down to 15 before we can get a shot up, then we're going to have a lot of really good looks. But you got to attack them. You got to challenge them on the defensive end and make some of their better scorers defend, because I don't know their interest level in that, you know, for a long period of time.
So work the shot clock a little bit today, maybe more than normal, and then maybe slow down the game a little bit more today?
I don't know if we're going to slow it down. We're just going to be a little bit more disciplined in what we do. You know, if we have a good look in the first 10 seconds, we're going to shoot it. And that's kind of, you know, who we are. And I don't want to take who we are away from our kids and get us out of rhythm. But at the same time, we've got to be smart enough and intelligent enough on the offensive end that, you know, anytime we don't have a great look, that we don't just settle, that we really work the ball, and we got to make sure. And Dylan, we got to do a better job of getting Dylan touches on the interior, make sure that he's getting a good look, because he's, you know, he's in the top five offensive field goal percentage himself, and I don't think the last couple of games we've given him the quality looks that he needs to be successful, because when he's good, we're a heck of a lot better.
Your two guards the last, boy, month of the season, they just been lighting them up. If it's not Loman lighting them up, it's Dane. That's a pretty good 1-2 combination out there the last month or so.
Yeah, it is. You know, and they're the guys that have kind of been there and been steady for us all year. And, you know, if they can continue to improve and continue to play at a high level like they have, I think we'll be just fine. The thing that we can't do is get discouraged. If a couple shots don't fall, we've got to find a way to get them rhythm shots, to get them to the free throw line. That's the one thing that I haven't been overly pleased with our guards, is we haven't done a very good job of getting them to the foul line or them getting themselves to the foul line. So for as many good things as they've done from the perimeter, they've still got to take some onus on themselves and then a little bit more, you know, opportunity to get themselves in rhythm from the free throw line, because they're kind of like Ben Miller. They're very good free throw shooters. We're just not getting them there enough. So that's going to be a big opportunity for us to capture tonight, is if we can get our guards to the free throw line.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Come back and check the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Northwestern today on 1230 KHAS.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert, specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales. Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here today between Hastings College and Northwestern. Yeah, the Red Raiders are ranked on the men's side of things, too. Northwestern ranked number 8 in the country. Hastings College, for the first time since 2010, they are ranked in the nation's top 25 as they enter the polls this week at number 25 after disposing of Briar Cliff last week up in Sioux City. Hastings winning the ball game last Saturday, and they cracked the top 25 for the first time since 2010. Hastings beating Briar Cliff by the score of 82-74 a week ago. Now, they did not have the midweek game on Wednesday, so Hastings has had a week to get ready for Northwestern. This is going to be a load today for the Broncos. These two teams, earlier this year, Northwestern beat Hastings by the score of 114-102. That wasn't in overtime or anything. That was a regular ball game, 114-102. Northwestern beat Hastings College earlier this season. Red Raiders are 16-5 on the season. They lost their opening ball game in the city, opening ball game of the season to Valley City State, 76-70. They have lost to Mount Monty this year by 2, 56-54. They have lost to Dort, 64-56. And they have lost to William Penn on a score of 86-82. They're coming off of a win as well on Wednesday night over Briar Cliff at 88-77. The preceding game, they lost to Morningside a week ago, 98-81. That game was in Sioux City. Hastings College 17-6 on the season. They are 8-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, Northwestern, they come in 16-5, 10-3 in the conference. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Carson Bloom, 5'10", a freshman out of Minden. Bloom is averaging 5 points, 1.7 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, 6'4", a sophomore out of Elba, averaging 5.7 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, 6'2", junior out of Norfolk, averaging 15.9 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon is a 6'2" senior out of Kearney. Bacon is averaging 14.8 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Dylan Flynn is the other starter, 6'7", a junior out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 12 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Northwestern goes with Josh Vanderplots, 6'4", a senior out of Hinton, Iowa. Vanderplots is averaging 6.4 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Ben Miller, 6'6", a senior from Volga, South Dakota. He's a third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 18 points per ball game. The third leading rebounder, averaging 8.3 rebounds per game. Levi Edelman is 6'4" and sophomore out of Logan, Iowa. Edelman is averaging 6 points, 3.6 rebounds per game. Zach Leeper, 6'4", a junior from Adair, Iowa. He is averaging 13 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. And Stu Goslinga, 6'7", and senior out of Alda, Iowa, averaging 9.6 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings College and Northwestern here this afternoon. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left here in the first half of play. Northwestern dressed in the road red uniforms, Hastings in the white. As we jump things up, ball game is underway. Northwestern controls the opening tip. These guys can put a lot of points on the scoreboard. Northwestern, the number one scoring team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 83 points per ball game. Hastings will have to clamp down on these guys defensively here today if they want to stay in the ball game. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. Zach Leeper is scoring there for Northwestern to get the Red Raiders out on top by a score of 2-0. Broncos come back with the ball. And this team scored 114 points against Hastings College last time around. Hastings with the ball. Brady Lohman works the ball inside to Flynn. His shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn scores right in front of the basket. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Here's Edelman. He drives contact, made charging foul. Edelman driving the ball to the hole. He runs over Flynn at the other end, and Edelman gets hit with a personal foul. That's the first one on Northwestern, the first team foul on the Red Raiders. Just underway after the Hastings College women's basketball team upset Northwestern in the first ball game here today. An exciting affair as the Broncos won 76-63. Here comes the Bronco men back with the ball now. They go to Woman at the top of the key. Backs up, cranks up a three-pointer from straight away. A shot good. Brady Woman knocks down a three-pointer. He is number two in the conference in three-point percentage. He knocks down his first one here this afternoon. Hastings has the lead, 5-2. There's a lob inside to Gosling as he works there against Flynn. Spins, puts up a shot off the glass. It's going to be no good. Rebound Edelman. He goes back up. He gives it to Gosling, and his shot is up and in. He goes back up, but he didn't fire the shot. He dumped it away to Goslinger, who gets the field goal there for Northwestern. 5-4. There's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good by Lohman. And the rebound comes down here to Zach Leeper for Northwestern. Leeper brings it down the near sideline now to Vanderplots. He dribbles the ball inside, spins, puts up a shot off the glass. A shot good. Josh Vanderplot scoring there for Northwestern. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Lohman goes to Bacon on the right sideline. 6-5, Northwestern with a one-point lead. Bacon brings the ball over here to Carson Bloom. Bounce pass on the baseline to Flynn. Flynn gets the ball to Wells. His fall-away jumper from the right side. His shot is up and in. Hastings number one in the nation in field goal percentage. They're hitting just a little bit more than 51% from the field. There's Ben Miller driving the ball to the basket, and he scores. Ben Miller had 31 against us the last time. 8-7 is the score. The Red Raiders have the lead. Lohman goes over there to the far side. Now to Carson Bloom. Bloom dribbling with the ball. Moves it to Lohman, who lobs it inside to Flynn. Loses control of the ball. He picks it up in the corner. Gets it out here to Lohman now as he directs the traffic out here. Dribbles behind the screen. There's a bounce pass back inside to Flynn. His shot is up there. It's no good on the pick and roll. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up here by Zach Leeper. Leaper down the far sideline now for Northwestern. Drives the ball toward the goal. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Goes tumbling down underneath the basket here. And a foul is going to be called on Bacon if he sings. That's going to be his first. So Bacon picks up the personal foul. Hastings will play things in. Baseline, or rather Northwestern will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Ben Miller. The basketball is going to be stripped out of his hands, out of bounds. Ben Miller is a big boy. He's 6'6". He can shoot it from the outside. He can post you up inside. He grabs rebounds. He's a great all-around player there for Northwestern. Scored 31 against us last time. There's an assist as Ben Miller gets the ball down low to Levi Edelman. He scores. 10-7 is the score now. Northwestern is out to a three-point lead early on the Broncos with 17:20 to play. In the first half, there's Dane Bacon with the ball circling around underneath the basket. Gets it to Wells. Now outside to Bloom. A shot for three is good. Carson Bloom knocks down a three-pointer for Hastings, and the Broncos come back to tie it up at 10 points apiece. There's Ben Miller back now for Northwestern. Miller gets it to Zach Leeper. Leeper now to Elmas. They move over the wing on the left side to a Vanderplatz. They work it back around to the right wing. That's Edelman with the ball. Back outside. They get to Vanderplatz. There's an entry pass inside to Edelman. Now to Gonslinger. Shot is up there. It's no good. He misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brady Lohman gets it to Carson Bloom. Drives to the basket. His shot is up there. Good. Now they're going to wave it off. They're going to say basket interference. They're going to say basket interference, so the basket does not count. They're going to call it offensive goaltending call there on Hastings College. Dylan Flynn went up. I don't think he even touched the ball. But the officials rule goaltending on there. And it's going to be Northwestern's ball, so we're still tied up at 10 points apiece. There's a Ben Miller with the ball. He spins at the elbow, now takes it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Lohman. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to Carson Bloom. Here come the Broncos again. Carson Bloom gets the ball to Lohman. Lohman out here in three-point territory. Dribbling with the ball. Comes over here to the near side. Reverses it. Gets it to Dane Bacon. Bacon now to Carson Bloom. Brings it back to Bacon. Lobs the ball inside to Wells. Left side of the lane. Brent backs up. Spins toward the baseline. Knocks over a man. Goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. No foul call down there. Brent Wells gets his second field goal. He's got 4 points and the Broncos have the lead. 12-10 is the score. We're about 4 minutes into the ball game here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Ben Miller lobs the ball inside. It's way over the head of a Josh Vanderplatz. It's out of bounds. Turnover number one on Northwestern. Zach Lena coming into the ball game now for the Broncos. Jake Marvin comes in. Dylan Flynn comes to the bench. Brent Wells comes to the bench as well. 15 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College with a 12-10 lead over Northwestern. And in the women's ball game, Hastings beating Northwestern today by a score of 76-63. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Now to Brady Lohman. Lohman moves the ball to the wing on the right side. Now to Dane Bacon. Brings it back out to Lohman. Now to Bacon on the right side. His pass will be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in off of the far sideline. Brady Lohman will key things in for the Broncos as they get it to Jake Marvin. Marvin now to Lohman as he drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He is knocked down. No foul call. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch by the Red Raiders. So it'll be the Broncos playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here. 12-10 is the score. Hastings has the lead as Loma will play it into the far sideline as they get it to Zach Lena. Sends it back down in the corner. It's going to be tipped away from Lohman. It's going to be picked up here by Northwestern. Long pass down the floor. Driving. Throwing it to the corner over there. It's going to be Rob Gill who's into the ball game. Back down in the left corner. His shot is taken from three. No good. Rebound comes down to Ben Miller. Miller taking the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. That one won't go. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Miller. He puts it up in front of the basket. His shot is up and in. Ben Miller's now got 4 points in the ball game. Again, he had 31 the last time these two teams played. Hastings College comes back with the basketball. Out on top is going to be Zach Lena. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Carson Bloom as he holds the ball over there. Carson Bloom around the screen from Marvin. Now bounce pass goes inside to Jake. Dribbles once down to Zach Lena. Driving down the lane. The ball's going to be tapped away. It's picked up by Northwestern. Running back the other way to Gill. Drives, shoots, and misses. Offensive charging foul on Rob Gill. Gill runs over Zach Lena down there underneath the basket and gets it with an offensive charging foul. That's the second charge on Northwestern here in this first half of play. Hastings will come back the other direction. We're tied up at 12 points apiece. 14 41 to play. Here in the first half, as Zach Lena will play things in for the Broncos. As he gets it in to Carson Bloom. Bloom, waist-high dribble, brings it into the offensive scoring zone for Hastings College. To Brady Woolman at the free throw line. Dribbles out here in 3 points. Here, Troy now drives the ball inside the paint. Throws it back out here to Carson Bloom. Back out to Brady Woolman. Spins over on the right side to Dane Bacon. Down to Marvin. Spins toward the baseline. Throws it down in the corner to Woolman. Back outside to Carson Bloom. And Carson will set things up out here. Still 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Carson Bloom out here in 3 point territory. Looking. There's a bounce pass to Marvin. Marvin, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Throws up an off balance three. His shot's going to be no good. And with a shot clock violation on Hastings. Good defense there for Northwestern. Hastings did not get a good look at the basket on that possession. 14:05 to play. Hastings and Northwestern tied up at 12 points apiece. As the Red Raiders come back in their offensive scoring zone, here's Gill, and a double dribble violation is calling Rob Gill. Out there in his face was Jake Hamburger, who just checked in there for the Broncos. So that's going to be turnover number two on Northwestern. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench back here. They get it in now to Alex Thayer, who's into the ball game. Alex Thayer comes to Brady Woolman. Woolman dribbles the ball to the top of the key. Picked up by Ben Miller. Goes to Hamburger. Now to Woolman. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ball's going to be tapped out of bounds, and they give the ball to Northwestern. Briarcliff has beaten Dort today in women's college basketball, 88-67. Morningside over Midland, 68-65. Dakota Wesleyan beats Doan, 88-67. Hastings upsetting Northwestern, 76-63. And Mount Marty beat Nebraska Wesleyan today, 79-54. Concordia University will play Concordia University of Nebraska coming up at 5 o'clock here this afternoon in the All-Concordia Tournament. 12-12 is the score. Here's Northwestern driving the ball to the basket. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Van Kalsbeek, but a foul is going to be called. So Daniel Van Kalsbeek now in there for Northwestern. Picks up the personal foul on Jake Marvin. Van Kalsbeek, a 72% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line here for Northwestern. He's 68 out of 94 from the free throw line this year. Northwestern, third best in the conference in free throw percentage. As a big guy throws it up there, it's right down through the hole. That makes it a 13-12 ball game. Here comes Flynn in now. Jake Marvin will check out. Daniel Van Kalsbeek back to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. So two free throws by Van Kalsbeek. Northwestern now leading by two, 14-12. Alex Thayer with the ball for the Broncos. He comes into the offensive scoring zone again. Alex Thayer moves it to Zach Lena. Bounce pass on the high post to Flynn. Fakes the handoff to Jake Hamburger. Squares around to the basket. Now gives it away. That's Thayer with the ball on the right side of the lane. Alex Thayer, bounce pass. They get it to Dylan Flynn. Dribbles once. Puts Van Kalsbeek in the air and can't go up for the shot. Hastings with it as they move it down here on the left side. Driving toward the basket is going to be Zach Lena. Back outside to Thayer for three. Shot good. Alex Thayer knocks down a three ball. The Broncos have the lead here. 15-14. Down to 12 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Gill has got the ball. Now to Ben Miller. Lobs it inside to Van Kalsbeek. Spins. Puts up a shot over Flynn. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos grab the rebound. Running back the other way is going to be Alex Thayer. Gets the ball to Woolman. Woolman dribbles the ball to the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Broncos attacking the basket as Brady Woolman takes the ball to the hoop there. And he has fouled in a play by Van Kalsbeek. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Red Raiders. This will be a shooting situation as Brady Woolman will go to the free throw line for Hastings College. He's an 83% foul shooter in the season, number four in the conference this week. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Now 76 out of 91 from the free throw line. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 12:28 to play here in the first half, 16-14. The Broncos have a two-point lead. As Brady Woolman throws up his second free throw, it's good. Straight through the hole. Nothing but net. Hastings now leading by 3 points. Again, it's 17-14 as they attack here in backcourt. Edelman being trapped back here. Throws the ball to the far side. Van Kalsbeek has got it. Gets it into the offensive scoring zone now to Ben Miller. Ben Miller on the wing on the left side. Drives the ball toward the basket. His shot is up and in. That was too easy. A switch defensively that didn't work there for Hastings as Ben Miller takes it right to the hole and scores. 17-16. Hastings College with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball on their offensive end. Here's Alex Thayer, left open out here in three-point territory. Throws it out here to Brady Lohman out of Hamburger. Inside to Flynn. He backs up. Flynn throws it to the far side. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Nice play there by Rob Gill tipping the ball away, and Northwestern comes back with the ball. Here's Ben Miller on the wing on the left side, dribbling with it. Bounce pass goes inside to Van Colsby because he works against Flynn. Van Colsby backs up, goes to the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn has got it for Hastings College. Down it there into the forecourt to Brady Lohman. These guys are big and they are bulky, and they're going to take the ball right to the hole here on every opportunity they can get here this afternoon against Hastings College. Here's Zach Lena with the ball. Zach goes out inside the free throw circle to Flynn. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The Hamburger chases down the rebound. Offensive board there for the Broncos. There's a pass to the far sideline and deflected out of bounds again. Boy, Rob Gill over there is quick as lightning over there. Knocks the ball away for Northwestern. Tips it into the second row of the bleachers on the far side. Wells coming back in for Hastings College, replacing Lena. Dane Bacon also back out there. 17-16, the Broncos have a one-point lead. Here's Flynn with the ball, comes out here to Hamburger, fakes the three, drives the ball. Now gives it up to Brent Wells, out on top to Thayer. Alex Thayer over to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles inside the free throw circle, gives it away to Thayer. Bounce pass left side of the lane to Dylan Flynn. Spins, tries to put a man in the air, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Edelman. Edelman down to the far sideline. Here comes Northwestern. Vander Plotz has got it outside to Miller for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn down to Thayer down the left sideline. Left-handed dribble. Bounce pass down on the baseline. They get it to Brent Wells in the lane, twisting and turning. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Edelman. Edelman gets it to Ben Miller. He runs her back the other way. Jump pass out on top. Edelman for three. Shot up there. No good. Rebound Miller. Follow shot. Good. Ben Miller gets the offensive board and the putback, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout at Hastings College with 10 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 18, Hastings College 17.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob's Ass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob's Ass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Go to their brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 18-17, Hastings trailing by 1 point. Now we've got a offensive foul underneath the basket here. It's going to go on Jake Hamburger as he knocks down Zach Leeper underneath the hole here. Jake Hamburger picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings, their second one of this first half. So 18-17, the Red Raiders have the lead over Hastings College, and now Northwestern has got the ball coming back the other way. There's a shot from the right side. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Flynn. Shot taken there by Zach Leeper for Northwestern. Hastings back with the basketball. Carson Bloom goes inside to Bacon. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Gonslinger grabs it down for Northwestern. Comes to the near sideline. That's Vander Plotz. Dribbles back to the center of the floor. Drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Ripping the rebound out of there is Dylan Flynn. Flynn gets the ball near side to Carson Bloom. Now to Brent Wells. Driving. Knocks down a man. Foul called. That's going to be a defensive foul here as Brent Wells will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Edelman. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number four on Northwestern here in the first half of play. Brent Wells will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Wells has got 4 points in the ballgame. A couple of field goals for Brent Wells. 68% foul shooter on the season for Wells. 32 out of 47 coming in here. So Brent Wells goes to the free throw line with 9:39 to play in the first half. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. Ray Lohman comes in now. Hamburger comes out, checking in for Northwestern. Bryce Moss comes into the ball game now, and going out is going to be Levi Edelman. Moss, he came off of the bench in the first ball game against Hastings and scored 11 points. He's in the contest now. There's a shot from the free throw line by Wells. It's going to be up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern. Stu Gonslinger grabs the rebound there for the Red Raiders as he gets the ball away to a Ben Miller. Now outside is Zach Leeper to the near sideline as they get it to Vander Plotz outside of Miller. His lob pass goes inside. It's going to be deflected away from Gonslinger. And Hastings grabs the ball. Third turnover on Northwestern. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball now for Hastings College. Runs it over to Brady Lohman on the wing on the right side as he backs it on out of there. Lohman behind a Flynn screen. Bounce pass goes inside to Dillon. Spins. Puts a move on. Forces up a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Boy, it's going to be tough inside the lane there as Gonslinger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And that's going to send Dillon Flynn to the free throw line here for Hastings College. So Flynn, the 6'7" junior out of Lincoln, will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. Flynn is 61% foul shooter in the season for Hastings. He is 62 out of 101 from the free throw line. Throws it up there, and the shot is going to be good. He'll get one more. Hastings is a team hitting 71% of their free throws so far this year. That is fifth in the conference. They're number one in the nation in field goal percentage at 51%. They're number one in the conference in three-point shooting at 40%. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there and in for Dillon Flynn. He's 2 out of 2. Flynn checks out. Marvin back in. Hastings has the lead again. It's the Broncos 20 and the Red Raiders 18. In college basketball action here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. They play things in to Stu Gonslinger. Pass down the right sideline. Here come the Red Raiders driving the ball to the hole. The shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up here by Lohman. Lohman has got it for the Broncos down the right sideline to Dane Bacon. Spin, takes the ball to the basket. Nice move as Dane Bacon puts it in. Dane Bacon. Great move to the basket there for Hastings, and the Broncos have a four-point lead. 22-18. Bacon twisting and turning, taking it to the basket and scoring there. Gonslinger, he goes up with a shot. It's going to be partially deflected there by Marvin. It's brought down by Wells. Comes back the other way. Bacon has got the ball. He runs into the referee. Now drives into the basket. His shot is up and in. He bounces off of the referee down the near sideline. Cuts it to the hole and scores. Bacon with two tremendous plays there for the Broncos. He's now got 4 points, and the Bronco lead is 24-18. 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. And losing the ball out of bounds is going to be Leeper. Zach Leeper taking the ball to the hole there and loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 4 on Northwestern. And now the Red Raiders want to call a timeout. Chris Korver wants to talk things over. The Broncos have the lead here. 8 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 24, Northwestern 18.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. 25th ranked Hastings and 8th ranked Northwestern squaring off at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings has the lead 24-18. Broncos come back with the ball. Carson Bloom comes to Brady Lohman. Behind the screen from Marvin. Dribbles to the free throw line. Out of Wells. His pass in the lane is going to be deflected away from Marvin. It's going to be brought out of there by Northwestern. Zach Leeper ends up with a basketball here for the Red Raiders. Back into the offensive zone. Outside down to Moss. Comes over here on the right side to Leeper. Pass down on the baseline as the Broncos matching up here, man to man. Outside again to Vander Plotz, picked up there by Carson Bloom. To Bryce Moss, back out to Vander Plotz as they work the ball against Hastings College here. Left side is Vander Plotz, works it inside to Gonslinger. He backs up, tries to shovel the ball away. It's going to be deflected. It's picked up here on the near sideline by Vander Plotz for three. Shot is up there, rims off, no good. Rebound, Hastings. Rebounded there by Marvin, gets the ball away to Carson Bloom. Up the near side, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Bloom. And now holds on to it out here in 3 points here. It's way to Lohman. Free throw line jumpers put up there and in. Lohman now with 7 points in the ball game. Hastings has opened up a 27-18 lead now over Northwestern with 7:15 to play. Here's Gonslinger. He hands the ball away down on the baseline. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Lohman. A turnover on Northwestern. That's their fifth of the ball game. They get it to Dane Bacon. Long pass ahead. They get it to Brent Wells. He's fouling the play. Bryce Moss coming back and getting a piece of Wells. That's going to be the first foul on Bryce Moss. And going to the free throw line. Well, Hastings is not going to shoot free throws here. That's only the sixth team foul on Northwestern. Wells was not in the act of shooting, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Broncos have a 26-18 lead. They play it into Marvin, not a Woolman. Woolman brings it out here in the 3-point territory to Bacon, not a Woolman. Lobs it inside. It goes to Marvin. He's going to be fouled into play. Rob Gill is going to be guilty of the foul. That's going to be his second. The second foul on Gill. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Red Raiders. And that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line as Jake Marvin will toe the mark here for the Broncos. He's a 62% foul shooter on the season. 22 out of 35 coming into the ball game here today. Averages about 7 points per ball game. His shot is up there and his shot is good. Hastings now with a 9-point lead over Northwestern, a team that racked up 114 points against Hastings the first time around. Marvin's next shot is up there. That one is going to be good. Hastings leading by 10, 28-18 with 6:54 to play. And here's Northwestern. They lose the ball out of bounds again here on the near sideline. Long pass came down the near side, and they lose the ball out of bounds. That's the 6th turnover. And now Chris Korver again wants to call a timeout as he burns another timeout here in the first half. For Northwestern, 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 28, Northwestern 18.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Broncos with a 10-point lead, 28-18 is the score. Here's Brady Lohman. Loses control of the dribble, picks her back up, goes over to Carson Bloom. Now to Lohman again. Free throw line extended right side as he works over against Gill. Out to Zach Lena, who's into the ball game now. To Jake Marvin, out to Carson Bloom. Bloom over here on the left side. Carson dribbling with the ball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Jake Marvin. Spins in the lane. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Another great move by post players for Hastings. Jake Marvin. He gets the field goal. And the Broncos have a 12-point lead. 30-18. And we have a contact made inside as Northwestern gets the ball in there. And a foul is going to be called here on the Zach Lena. Joey Habtamarian got the ball right in front of the basket. He's a little shaver. He's in there right now. They got him listed at 5'9" and a freshman out of Sioux Falls for the Red Raiders. Gill is going to play things in. Baseline left side underneath his own basket. Looking. Finally gets it into Miller. Miller's going to drive the ball. Runs over a man. An offensive charging foul. That's the 3rd one of this first half. Lohman taking a charge. Ben Miller picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Northwestern. Like we said, the 3rd charging foul of the ball game on Northwestern today. The Broncos have a 12-point lead. It's 30-18. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Waist-high dribble again. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. As Carson moves it over on the right side, that's Dane Bacon. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Stops there. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the shot. It's going to be no good. It's off of the mark. The rebound comes down to Gill. Rob Gill runs her back the other way for Northwestern. Gill down the left side of the lane, stops. Here's an entry pass inside, deflected away. It's picked up by Lohman. The 7th turnover on Northwestern. Here comes Brady Lohman back the other way. It's going to be Carson Bloom. Traveling violation. It's called on Bloom. Grabs the ball on the wing on the right side, drove it into the lane, and a traveling violation is called on Carson Bloom. Turnover number 4 on Hastings. 5:42 to play here in the first half. Hastings has opened up a 12-point lead. It's the Broncos 30 and the Red Raiders of Northwestern 18. Ben Miller will play things in to Rob Gill. Gill, left-handed dribble into the forecourt, gets it to Ben Miller. Miller driving, stops on the wing, gets it back out to Gill. He drives the ball in the paint, stops, throws up a little short jumper. It's up there and in. Rob Gill gets his first field goal of the ball game, and it's a 10-point contest now. Hastings 30, Northwestern 20. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson Bloom flips it away to Bacon out here in 3-point territory. The Lohman moves it down in the corner. Zach Lena out to Lohman again. Back down in the corner for a 3-pointer for Dane Bacon. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound Miller. Miller gets the ball away to Rob Gill. He brings it back 3-on-3. drives it into the lane, goes up for the shot, but he can't do it. He just throws it out here in the 3-point territory. Picked up here by Ben Miller. He gets the ball to Gill, now down on the right baseline to Van Kalsbeek. His shot is up there and in. Daniel Van Kalsbeek scoring there as he banks one in off of the window. 30-22, the Broncos with an 8-point lead. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's Carson Bloom. Moves it over on the wing to Lohman. Now to Bloom again. Carson jump pass to Lohman. He loses control of the ball out of bounds. The Broncos turn it away for the fifth time here in the ball game. Here comes Alex Thayer in. Here comes Brent Wells in. Here comes Dylan Flynn in. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. The Broncos call a full timeout here. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 30, Northwestern 22.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Next game for the Broncos will be on Wednesday night. Midland going to be in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Coverage begins at 5:45 on Wednesday, 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. Midland playing much better, both the men's and women's program, since the first time we saw them earlier this season up in Fremont. It'll be a tough doubleheader on Wednesday. Join us for the play-by-play coverage here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings had a 12-point lead in this one at 30-18. They have turned the ball over a couple of times. It's now down to 30-22. We got 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in this first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings out of the timeout. Will be on defense as Northwestern will play things in here in backcourt. Ben Miller will play things in. Now Hastings will attack back here with some pressure in the backcourt. Northwestern bringing the ball up. They get it into the forecourt. Ben Miller has got it. Miller, he gets it away now to the right side to Rob Gill. Back on top here as they throw it over to Ben Miller again on the left side of the lane, down on the baseline. That's Van Kalsbeek. Got to Gill. Hastings in a man-to-man defense now. There's Gill driving the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Rob Gill is quick, lightning quick, as he takes the ball right to the basket and scores. And Northwestern has scored the last 6 points of the ballgame. Now 30-24 is the score with 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings has got it. Thayer has got it down in the corner. He dribbles the ball in the paint. Stops there. He is wide open. Didn't realize it, and he throws it back out to Lohman. Now to Flynn. He spins in the lane. Contact made. No foul call. The ball's knocked loose. It's picked up by Hastings. Lohman has got it. Now to Flynn again. Has it poked away from behind. Here comes Northwestern back the other way. They go to Gill. His driving layup good. Gill now with 6 points in the ball game. It's 30-26. An 8-0 run here for Northwestern. They're back to within 4 points. 3.5 minutes to play. Here's a woman. He dribbles the ball into the paint. We're going to have a foul called. We're going to have a foul called here on Dylan Flynn. An illegal screen right at the top of the key. Dylan Flynn picks up his first personal for Hastings. That's going to be team foul number 5 of the Broncos. So Northwestern will bring the ball up. Tab Marion has got the ball now for Northwestern. Comes over here to Gill. He throws up a shot from the elbow. It's good again. Rob Gill now with 8 points in the ball game. Now 30-28. It's a 10-0 run here for the Red Raiders here at the end of the first half. We're down to 3 minutes to play. 30-28. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Here's Flynn. Kicks it out here to Bacon. Back outside now to Thayer. Alex Thayer dribbles with the ball to the right sideline. Alex there reverses the ball, gets it to Woolman. Now to Dane Bacon. Entry pass to get it inside to Wells. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Thayer. Keeps the ball alive. Comes back out here to Woolman. Now to Thayer. His shot for three is no good. Donald for the rebound. Picked up by Flynn. His shot is up at him. Dylan Flynn picks up the loose ball in the lane and scores up over his head. That's 6 points in the ball game now for Dylan Flynn. It's 32-28. That breaks a 10-0 run by Northwestern. Van Kalsbeek down in the baseline. We got some contact made down here, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on Hastings. We're going to whistle this one on Wells. That's going to be his first. So Brent Wells comes out now. Coming in is going to be Jake Hamburger. He's into the contest. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings with a four-point lead, 32-28. Here's Gill with the ball, picked up now by Thayer. They get it inside to Van Kalsbeek. His shot is up there and in. Daniel Van Kalsbeek scoring there against Dylan Flynn. That's 6 points in the ball game for Van Kalsbeek. 32-30 is the score now. Hastings with a two-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Alex Thayer behind the screen, dribbles the ball in the lane. His shot is up there. Good. A floater by Alex Thayer. He's now got 5 points, 34-30. Broncos with the lead. Rob Gill comes back the other way for Northwestern, brings it into the forecourt. Rob Gill comes to the near sideline to Ben Miller. Entry pass to get it inside to Van Kalsbeek. Turns around. He throws up a shot from 15 that won't go. Rebound comes down to Alex Thayer. Thayer runs her back for the Broncos. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt. Alex Thayer picked up by Gill. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Bounce pass down. Mosey will be kicked out of bounds. Trying to get it down there to Dylan Flynn. Ball kicked out of bounds by Northwestern. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman will trigger things in for the Broncos. Lohman gets it into Bacon. Bacon, dribble penetration, powers his way. Now kicks it out here to Alex Thayer. Thayer in the paint. He throws it to the right sideline. Now to Jake Hamburger. Out to Brady Lohman. To Jake on the far sideline again. The former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk puts it on the floor. Dribbles it to Thayer. Thayer inside now to Flynn. Flynn goes for the basket. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn has got 8 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out to a six-point lead. 36-30 is the score. A minute and 12 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Van Kalsbeek. His shot in the lane is going to be up there and in. Van Kalsbeek scoring. Dylan Flynn, he fell down in the lane. Van Kalsbeek gets his third field goal. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame. 36-32. Here's Dane Bacon for three. His shot is up there as good as he's knocked down. No foul called, but the basket goes right through there. 7 points in the ballgame now for Bacon. Northwestern coming back quickly with the ball. Gill has got it down in the corner. Long-range jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Alex Thayer. Hastings with a 7-point lead now at 39-32. Broncos have the ball with 38 seconds to play. There's Bacon. His shot for three. Rims off of there. No good. Rebound comes down to Miller. Ben Miller runs her back for Northwestern. Now he'll hold up, and it looks like the Red Raiders will play for the final shot of this first half. 39-32 is the score. Hastings has got a 7-point lead. With the basketball is going to be Rob Gill. Gill just stands here just across the 10-second line. Rob Gill with ball in hand. Now he'll move with 10 seconds. Rob Gill moving the ball down the right sideline. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. Entry pass is going to be deflected away from Ben Miller, and a foul is going to be called. Ball deflected away from Ben Miller, but he was fouled into play here by Dylan Flynn of Hastings. That's going to be the second foul on Dylan Flynn. Going to the free throw line will be Ben Miller. Miller is 80% from the free throw line. He has shot 150 free throws this year. 121 for 150 from the free throw line, and his shot is up there and in. Miller's now got 9 points in the ballgame, 39-33. Hastings with a 6-point lead. We've got 4.8 seconds to play. Josh Vanderplatz coming to the ballgame now as Rob Gill will go to the bench. Here comes the next shot here by Ben Miller. It's up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. But he sinks down the near sideline. And we're going to have a timeout. All right, we do 4.8 seconds. And Hastings will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Evidently, somebody was in the lane maybe too soon. So 4.8 seconds to play. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline with a 6-point lead at 39-33. So 39-33, Broncos will play things in. 4.8 seconds to play after Ben Miller misses the second free throw. Playing the ball in back here will be Jake Hamburger. Hamburger looking, gets it to Dylan Flynn, fakes the handoff to Lohman, now gives the ball away to Brady. His shot for three is going to be up there, no good. A tip shot, no good at the buzzer. That was a long 4.2 seconds. Hastings will have the lead over Northwestern here at halftime. It is the Broncos 39, Red Raiders 33. We're at halftime of men's college basketball here this afternoon. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
There's so much going on right now that you don't know where to start. Easy. If you're looking for a perfect gift for somebody right now, think Valentino's in Hastings. When you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your playoff game party, which would be fantastic with the Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for just $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember, Valentino's and Hastings delivers.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
5 Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College has got the lead 39-33 over Northwestern here in the men's college game. In the women's game earlier today, was Hastings College knocking off Northwestern today by a score of 76-63 as Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter will join us at halftime. And I figured, I had it in my bones, he'd probably want to talk about this one today. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Talk about this ball game today. Obviously, the first win over a ranked opponent for Hastings College here this year. And it comes in a big way as you beat Northwestern.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, we've just been getting better and better throughout the season, especially in the last month or so. I really felt like we've made some huge strides, and this was just a good win for our kids. Great confidence builder, and you know, they've been working so hard and getting better, and we just haven't been quite good enough to, you know, get over that hump. And you know, this was kind of affirmation to our kids that they, you know, they've been improving, and they just need to keep working.
Laurel's winner comes up with a big, big ball game for Hastings College here today as she scores 22 points in the ball game, a brand new season high for her. Taz York, a season high for her at 16 points today. They were awesome in the second half.
Yeah, you know, well, Laurel, I knew that this was going to be kind of a matchup issue for them. You know, Laurel's got a lot of size on those kids. They don't really have a true, true banger in the post. And, you know, Laurel's just been getting better and better, and she's been really strong and aggressive and has just been finishing really well. And today she did a great job of you know, making her presence known in the post and finishing when she got her opportunities and making a tough matchup for Northwestern. And then, you know, Taz is obviously a really good shooter. And so, you know, Northwestern played us 3-2 zone for a huge chunk of the game. And Taz was able to hit a couple big open shots was able to attack the basket a couple times and draw some fouls. And she gave us a nice boost off the bench and brought some energy in a couple of key moments when we just needed something to happen. And Taz provided that for us a couple times today.
You shot 51% for the ball game today, 35% from 3-point territory. The last two ball games, you shot the ball pretty well.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's, you know, partly due to the fact that our kids are figuring out that we need to make sure that we're taking good shots, not just open shots, but good shots and shots that they feel comfortable taking in rhythm when they're ready. And I think we're doing a little bit better with our shot selection. And so, you know, that might be a little bit of it. And then, too, I just think we're shooting the ball a little bit better. And both of those things obviously result in us scoring 76 points rather than, you know, some other games where we've struggled to, you know, get to 60 or 65. So it's a huge difference today.
Does it take us 20 games to shoot out of that shooting slump we had earlier in the season?
I don't know about that. But we definitely did shoot the ball better. And, you know, when Laurel's taking, you know, so many shots in the post, take 9 shots in the post and making 7 of them, that definitely helps your percentage. She's taking high percentage shots and she's, you know, finishing well. That obviously helps too.
Coach, talk about the defensive effort today. They shoot the ball for only 39% from the field today. You guys forced 26 turnovers defensively. It looks like we took another step, I think, on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, part of that is they were trying to really attack the lane, and we were kind of, you know, pack in the lane and protecting it a little bit better. And they tried to force some stuff inside that maybe just wasn't there. And then, too, you know, Chelsea Morton was kind of a one-man press in the backcourt, and she forced three or four turnovers just off picks. And so us creating those turnovers was huge, but even bigger than that was the fact that we were able to convert some of those into easy buckets and Chelsea finished a couple of those and drew a foul, and not only were they obviously points on the scoreboard, but they were also huge momentum builders for us in key moments in the second half.
You told us during the pregame show you're going to play Northwestern a little differently today, not pressure them so much into the backcourt. It looks like that philosophy kind of paid off today, didn't it?
Absolutely. Our kids did a phenomenal job of executing the game plan. And, you know, that's kind of one of the differences over the course of the last couple of weeks or month or so, is our kids have just really keyed in on those details and been able to make adjustments and guard people the way we want to and take things away that we know are going to be things that they're looking for. And our kids just did a really good job of that today.
It seems kind of crazy. We're 23, 24 ball games into the season, but they're starting to try to figure out how you want them to play, make the adjustments each and every week, and how they want you to play in these ball games.
Absolutely. You know, the mental part of our kids' game has gotten so much better. They're understanding that they can't, you know, do the same thing every game. Our conference is just filled with way too many talented players and intelligent players who understand the game and make adjustments themselves. And so our kids have really bought into that, and they understand that they've got to be able to adjust on the fly, even in the game, to be ready for multiple things and make those adjustments. And they're doing a really good job, and I think they've started to get that.
Now the key is probably keeping the momentum that we I guess collected today, what we got to last Saturday. Really started last Saturday, didn't it, with the fine performance up there. And although we lost the ball game, you really took the cap off of a good performance up there on Saturday.
Sure, yeah. You know, it's definitely kind of a time of a season where you want to build momentum and you don't want to let up or lose your focus. And I think our kids, they needed this today. They needed, you know, a little bit of a boost in letting them know that, you know, they are doing what they need to be doing to keep getting better to be competitive in these games, and that not only can they compete, but they can win these games, you know, and I think they're really starting to believe that, and we just need to stay focused here and keep doing, you know, the little things, and you know, defense and rebounding have been such a key to everything that we've been doing, and our kids have bought into that, and they understand that, and you know, they're really starting to understand how much it affects the game. And you know, today we were able to slow Northwestern down. I don't know the last time that they didn't score 70 points. I know it's been recently with maybe Concordia or something, but again, our kids just did a phenomenal job today, especially on the defensive end.
We had the Hastings College women's basketball reunion here today. We had a lot of former alumni in the stands today. You kind of feed off of that?
Oh, absolutely. We talked about that a little bit with our kids, you know, just reminding our kids that what they're a part of is really special, you know, and just the tradition that's been here over the course of the last 10, 20 years, that it matters, you know, and there's a lot of pride in our program and a lot of, you know, the former players were back today and just a lot of great stories. And I think our kids really saw that, you know, that they're a part of that tradition that they wanted. Yeah, I think that was a little bit of motivation for them, absolutely.
Now you got the task, I guess, to keep their focus and get ready for a team coming up on Wednesday that has the potential to give us some problems here.
Yeah, Midland has improved so much since the first time we played them. You know, they've really competed with some of the top teams in the conference, too. And Coach Fritchie there at Midland's doing a great job, and they'll be ready, and they'll be making adjustments. And we definitely need to not take them lightly. We need to really make sure that we're prepared. You know, they have four or five pretty good, talented players. So it'll be a tough test for us. I'm glad we get to play them at home. We've already played them on the road. But we're looking forward to it just going to try to keep getting better and better every day.
Okay, I know you'll celebrate this victory. Go out and have some fun on this one. Huh?
All right, thanks.
I see you. That's a Gary Hossetter, the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. They upset nationally ranked Northwestern here this afternoon. One of the teams that are vying for the top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They were dashed today as Hastings College upsets Northwestern in the first ball game here this afternoon, winning by a score of 76-63. We're at halftime of the men's game here today. It's 39-33. Hastings with a lead here. Looking back and check the halftime stats as we continue on the Valentino's Halftime Show from 1230 KHAS.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
We'll get you the other scores for women's college basketball earlier today. In addition to the Hastings win over Northwestern 76-63, Briarcliff beat Dort 88-67. It was Morningside getting by Midland, the team we'll see on Wednesday, 68-65. Dakota Wesleyan 88, Doan 67, Mount Marty 79, and Nebraska Wesleyan 54. Concordia University, the 10th-ranked team in the country, getting set to take on Concordia University of Nebraska here at 5 o'clock today in Seward in the All-Concordia Tournament. Hastings College men leading here at halftime over Northwestern, the 8th-ranked team in the country, by a score of 39-33. Shooting numbers in the first half, Northwestern 15 out of 32 for 46%. Hastings College 14 out of 30 for 46%. Northwestern is 0 out of 6 from three-point territory. Hastings College, 4 out of 11 for 36%. Free throws, Northwestern, 3 out of 4 for 75%. Hastings College, 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. They've hit 87% of their foul shots today. Hastings out rebounding Northwestern 18 to 13. They're tied up at 4 rebounds apiece on the offensive end. The Broncos have turned the ball over 10 times here in the ball game so far. Meanwhile, Northwestern, they have got 10 turnovers as well. Hastings with no block shots and 3 steals. Northwestern has got no block shots and 5 steals. Leading rebounder for Northwestern so far has been Ben Miller. He's got 5 points or 5 rebounds. No surprise there. Hastings getting 5 rebounds from Dylan Flynn. Scoring in the ball game for Northwestern, Ben Miller is leading the way. He has got 9 points. He's got 4 field goals. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Rob Gill has got 8 points on 4 field goals. Daniel Van Kalsbeek has also got 8 points. He's got 3 field goals, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Northwestern, Stu Gonslinga has got 2 points on a field goal. Zach Leeper has got 2 points on a field goal. Levi Edelman has got 2 points on a field goal. And also Josh Vanderplas has knocked down 1 field goal. He's got 2 points here at halftime. Hastings College, a balanced attack so far. Dane Bacon, he has got 7 points. He's got 2 field goals. He's knocked down a 3 for his 7 points. Dylan Flynn is actually leading the Broncos in scoring at halftime. He's got 3 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 8. The other scorers for Hastings, Jake Marvin, he has got 4 points in the ball game and a field goal and a couple of free throws. Brady Lohrman, he's got 7 points. He's got a 3 and a 2, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brent Wells, he's got 5 points here at halftime. 2 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Carson Bloom has knocked down a tray for 3 points. Alex Thayer, he has got 5 points on a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. And the Broncos have the lead here at halftime by a score of 39-33. So Hastings will come back out. Northwestern getting their final instructions here from head coach Chris Corbin. We'll get ready for the second half of play with the Broncos out on top 39-33. Halftime show today brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. So Northwestern 0 out of 6 from three-point territory. Dort is out on top of Briarcliff at halftime in men's play, 42-31. Dort 42, Briarcliff 31. So the Broncos have the ball. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Here in the second half of play, Flynn has got it. Not a woman. Not a Carson Bloom as he drives into the basket. He goes crashing down to the hardwood, and he gets the field goal to go down. Carson Bloom now with 5 points in the ball game for Hastings College. Here comes Northwestern. As Gosling, your shot's going to be deflected away. It is loose. It's going to be going out of bounds here on the near sideline, and they give the ball to Northwestern. So Gosling, his shot's going to be blocked down there by Dylan Flynn. Just underway here in the second half. The Broncos now have an 8-point lead, 41-33. The Broncos in the top 25 for the first time since 2010 this week. There's a driving shot by Vanderplatz. It's going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Bloom. That's going to be his first. So Northwestern will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it down in the corner. There's a shot by Leepa. That's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Miller. Shovels the ball way down on the baseline, and shot is up and in. Levi Edelman scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 41-35. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Here's Brady Lohman behind a screen from Flynn. Reverses the ball, comes over here to Bloom. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Flynn backs up. Flynn's pass is going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Edelman. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 11th of the ball game. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. Gonslinger picks up. His first shot, no good. Follow shot by Gonslinger, good. 41-37. Stu Gonslinger. Couple of shots there at the bucket. Finally gets the one to go down. 4-point lead for the Broncos. Hastings with the ball. There's Brent Wells on the wing. Comes out here top of the key to Lohman. Lohman now to Bacon to Carson Bloom. Free throw line extended left side. Carson Bloom dribbling on the ball. Carson out here in the 3-point territory. Right-handed dribble. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Flynn with his back to the basket. Back outside to Carson for three. Shot is up there. No good. Long rebound. Wells grabs it. Hastings had the advantage on the boards in the first half, and they grab an offensive board right there. Brent Wells gets it into the hands now of Brady Lohman. Lohman picked up by Gonslinger. Pulls up, shoots a 12-footer. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Gonslinger with the rebound. Stu Gonslinger gets the ball away down to a Zach Leeper. Here come the Red Raiders down the near sideline to Edelman. Cross-court pass goes over on the far side to Zach Leeper. Out on top now to Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz to Edelman, to Ben Miller, throws it to the right sideline. Vanderplatz's three-pointer's been up there and in. Josh Vanderplatz hits his first three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 5 points, and the Red Raiders back to within one. 41-40 is the score now. 18 minutes to play. Here in the basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Lohman. He gets it inside to Flynn. Flynn shovels the ball away to Wells, and his shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. Brent Wells gets the field goal. And Dylan Flynn gets the assist there. 43-40. Broncos have a 3-point lead. Gosslinger powering his way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Traveling violation. He got the field goal to go down, but a traveling violation is called there on the big guy, Stu Gosslinger. He's a load inside. Gosslinger, 6'7", a senior out of Alda, Iowa. Looks like a big old defensive lineman. 43-40 is the score. Hastings with a 3-point advantage. Hastings with the ball. Here's Flynn. Gets it outside now to Alex Thayer, who's into the ball game. To Dane Bacon. Fights through a screen to get the ball. Comes to Lohman. Now to Wells. Drives the ball down the lane. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the hole. Shot is up and in. Brent Wells, he's having a good ball game today. He's got 9 points. Hastings with a 5-point lead again, 45-40. Northwestern back in the offensive attack. Edelman. Free throw line extended right side. Edelman comes over here on the near side to Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz driving toward the goal. The ball's not being knocked loose. And it's picked up here by Flynn. A turnover there on Northwestern. That's their 11th of the ball game. Here's Brady Lohman now to Thayer. Moves it down in the corner to Wells. Back outside to Alex Thayer. Alex Thayer dribbling the ball in 3 points territory. They'll move Bacon over here on the right side as they switch the offensive round. Here's a bounce pass down on the baseline to Bacon. He's going to be fouled into play. They got him the ball. Nice pass there by Alex Thayer. Dane Bacon is hammered down there just to the right of the basket. And Bacon will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on Levi Edelman. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one in the Red Raiders. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. Bacon with 7 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the left side. No good. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game for Hastings. Marvin comes back in. And Callsby coming in now for Northwestern. 45-40 is the score. Hastings with a 5-point lead here in the second half. Next shot is up there, is good. Bacon hits one out of two from the free throw line. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. And now Northwestern comes back against some Hastings College backcourt pressure here. Here's a Vanderplaats with the ball. Vanderplaats working out there against Carson Bloom. Brings it into the forecourt. Ben Miller's got it right side of the lane. Ben Miller backs up. Ben Miller spins toward the baseline. His pass into the opposite corner here to Vanderplaats. A shot for three is going to be no good. Ball poked around. It's going to be picked up here by Northwestern. Driving for the basket and stuffing it home is Daniel Van Colesbeek. Van Colesbeek now with 10, 46-42. Here's Bacon. Throws it to Lohman down in the corner for three. Shot is up there. Good. Lohman, it's his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 10 points, 49-42. Here's a steal now, and a foul is going to be called. Bacon came down with the ball. Northwestern threw it down the far sideline. And Bacon is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Here comes Rob Gill into the ball game now for Northwestern. Coming out will be Vanderplaats. Northwestern will play things in on the far sideline. Rob Gill has got the ball as he gets it into Ben Miller. Miller picked up by Lohman of Hastings. Over to Zach Leeper. Moves it down to Gill. Down in the corner to the right side. Gill brings it up high. Throws it out here. The ball's going to be tipped. But it's picked up here. Nearly an over and back violation there on Northwestern. As they get the ball to Ben Miller. Miller drives it to the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Lohman. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line again for Northwestern is going to be Ben Miller. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 4 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He scored 31 the last time these two teams played up in Orange City. A shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in. He'll get one more shot here. Good foul shooter at 80%. Wells coming out. Zach Lena coming back in. 15:44 to play in the game. Hastings 49, Northwestern 43. Here comes the next one. It is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Hastings playing their first game as a ranked team here today, ranked number 25 in the latest NAIA Division II men's basketball coaches poll this week. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Lohman sends it inside down to Zach Lena. Back outside. They get it to Carson Bloom. Looks like Northwestern has gone to a zone defense. Boy, they got a big wingspan in there too. A 2-3 zone defense. Here's Alex Thayer, dribble penetration, stops right side of the lane, gets it to Lena at the free throw line. Zach looking, gets it out to Lohman for three. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose and it's picked up by Ben Miller. Ben Miller down the right sideline for Northwestern. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Dribbles it to the goal. And we got an offensive charging foul call here on Miller. Miller runs over Dane Bacon down there. That's the second charge that Ben Miller has been hit with today. That's his second personal foul. Chris Korver wants an explanation down here. The head coach for the Red Raiders. Hastings College will get it. We're down to 15 minutes to play here in the ball game. 49-43. Broncos have done a great job defensively on Northwestern today after the Red Raiders put up 114 points against Hastings in the first meeting earlier this year back in December. Here's Zach Lena. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It's picked up by Miller. Ben Miller's got the ball for Northwestern. Down the right sideline, down to Rob Gill. He drives the ball to the basket. He's called for the steps. Traveling violation on Rob Gill. That's turnover number 13 on Northwestern. Down on the scores table, checking in for Hastings will be Jake Hamburger. Zach Lena comes out. 14 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings leading Northwestern today by a score of 49-43. Carson Bloom comes back with the ball for the Broncos. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt here. Moves it over to Woolman. Down in the corner now to Jake Hamburger. Thought about the three. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Throws it over here to Bacon. Bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it to Jake Marvin. Marvin back outside. Carson Bloom to Dane Bacon. Down in the corner to Jake for three. His shot's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Van Colesbeek. His pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Hamburger. The 14th turnover on Northwestern. Hastings with the ball here. Carson Bloom moves it down in the corner. That's a Woolman with the ball picked up by Ben Miller. Bounce pass goes inside. They get it to Marvin. There's Jake Hamburger. A reverse layup is up there. No good. They have been partially deflected there by Van Colesbeek. Back at the other end, a driving layup is up there. It's going to be no good by Moss. Rebounded there by Miller, and he's fouling the play. A foul here will go on Hastings College. It'll go on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings here in the second half. 13:53 to play. Hastings 49, Northwestern 43. And a shot from the free throw line by Ben Miller is going to be off the left side. No good. Miller is now 2 out of 5 on free throws today. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes the next shot. It's good. Miller hits 1 out of 2 from the stripe. 49-44. Here's Brady Lohman. Lohman goes to Brent Wells. He stops right side of the lane. Wells throws it over here to Dane Bacon. Bacon jump pass back over here to Wells. He spins right side of the lane. The ball's knocked loose. Picked up by Brent here on the near sideline. He gives it to Jake Marvin. Marvin hands the ball away. That's Jake Hamburger back out to Lohman. Lohman brings it back to Jake on the right sideline, right in front of the Bronco bench. Jake Hamburger now with 8 seconds left in the shot clock. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Lohman powers his way into the lane. His shot is up there. He misses the easy one. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Moss. Moss gets the ball away to Ben Miller down the right sideline to Gill. Gill hustles into the forecourt. Bounce pass goes inside. Van Kalsbeek is shot in the lane. Good. Van Kalsbeek now with 12 points in the ball game for Northwestern, 49-46. Hastings College with a 3-point lead now. Broncos have the ball back into the forecourt. We're just behind the 13-minute mark. There's Wells at the free throw line down in the corner to Bacon. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. It's picked up there by Northwestern. Red Raiders have the ball. A chance to tie here with a 3-point goal. They will walk it into the offensive zone here as they get it to Ben Miller, who gives the ball to Rob Gill. Northwestern will set something up here. Now to a Ben Miller to the far sideline. A 3-pointer is thrown up there. Good. Joey Tabamarian scoring there on a 3-pointer from the right wing. And now we're tied up at 49 points apiece. So the little guy, littlest guy on the floor, scores on a big 3-pointer there for Northwestern. Entry pass to get it inside to Marvin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound again. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Northwestern ball. Flynn is going to come in. Here comes Marvin to the bench. 12-16 to play in the ball game. We're tied up at 49 points apiece. It's been a tight ball game all game long here. And now we're tied up again with 12-16 remaining in the ball game. Northwestern will play things in here in backcourt. Here comes Rob Gill back up the floor here for the Red Raiders. Goes over to Zach Leeper, out to Gill. Gill dribbling with the ball. Stops here, left side of the lane. Gets it back out here in 3-point territory to Leeper. Zach Leeper with the ball. Out to Gill, top of the key. He drives it down the right side of the lane. There's a pass inside. He's going to go to Gosling. It can't go for the shot. Back outside, now down in the corner. There's Gill. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Gosling grabs the rebound. Now to Leeper. Zach Leeper gets it out here to the top of the key, dribbling down the lane. A long pass inside. It's going to be intercepted there by Flynn. And he's going to be fouled into play. Flynn was wrestled down to the hardwood, and a foul is going to be called here on Bryce Moss. Bryce Moss picks up his second personal foul for Northwestern. And Hastings College will come back with the basketball. 11 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Hastings College 49 and Northwestern 49. Brady Lohman has got it now to Brent Wells. Wells dribbling on the ball out here in 3-point territory. Moves it to the right side, down in the corner. Lohman has got it. Back outside. Jake Hamburger, left wing. Dane Bacon is in it to Wells again. Wells back outside to 3-point arc. The Lohman lobs it inside. There's Flynn. Puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. And Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul here is going to go on Stu Goslinga for Northwestern. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Red Raiders. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. 8 points in the ball game for Flynn. 3 field goals, 2 out of 2 from the line today. Flynn is a 61% foul shooter. He'll have 2 shots here, fouled in the act of shooting. His first one is up there. It's going to be no good. Down in the scorers table, checking into the ball game now is going to be Carson Bloom. Going out is going to be Brandon Lohman. We're tied up at 49 points apiece. Flynn will have one more. Looks up there, and his shot is up and in. Hastings down with a lead, 50-49. Broncos led at halftime of this baby, 39-33. Ball nearly stolen in backcourt here, but Northwestern brings it into the forecourt now with Rob Gill. Gill trying to clear out the right side. And trying to work it to the high post. The ball poked away from Moss. It is loose. Picked up by Gill again. Dribbles inside. Bounce pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Flynn. Trying to get the ball to a Gonslinger. Hastings with the ball now in the offensive attack. That's Carson Bloom. Now to Jake Hamburger. Jake brings it out here to Dane Bacon. To the wing. Deep wing on the left side. That's going to be Carson Bloom with the ball as he directs a little traffic out here. Flynn at the free throw line. Dylan Flynn out to a Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom reversing the ball. Gets it out here to Dane Bacon. Down the near sideline to Jake Hamburger. Lobs it back to Bacon. He dribbles. Bounce pass comes back outside to Woolman. Now to Carson Bloom with 5 seconds. Spins at the elbow. Drives it down the right side of the lane. A shot no good. Now Bloom was then knocked down, but no foul called here. We've got Gosslinger with the rebound, and now Gill has got the ball into the forecourt for Northwestern. 10-18 to play in the ball game. 50-49, Hastings with a one-point lead. Three-pointer thrown up there, good. Joey Matarian scoring there again. That's his second three-pointer here in this half. And Northwestern has now got the lead. 52-50, here's Wells. He spins in the lane. His shot is going to be no good, but he's knocked down into play. Moss going to be picking up a foul, a blocking foul. So Wells came back, spun right there at the free throw line, ran right into a Bryce Moss, and Moss is it with the blocking foul there for Northwestern. And the ball game is Levi Edelman now for the Red Raiders. Moss will come out. Non-shooting situation. That's only the fifth team foul called on Northwestern here in the second half. So Hastings will play the ball in. Carson Bloom, bounce pass. They get it to Dane Bacon. Bacon lobs the ball inside now to Dylan Flynn. He backs up, puts up a little hook shot. Good. Dylan Flynn scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings with 9 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the ball game. We are tied. Hastings College 52, Northwestern 52.
There's so much going on right now that you don't know where to start. Easy. If you're looking for a perfect gift for somebody right now, think Valentino's in Hastings. When you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your playoff game party, which would be fantastic with the Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for just $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember, Valentino's and Hastings delivers.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Barry Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Northwestern 52, Hastings 52. We're down to 10 minutes to play here in the ball game now as Northwestern comes up with the ball. This is Vanderplatz. High post, they get it to Edelman at the free throw line. Gets it away, dribbling down the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Habitarian. And the rebound comes down to Hastings back the other way. Broncos driving the ball to the goal. A shot by Carson Bloom. No good. Tip try is up and in by Flynn. Dylan Flynn, the offensive rebound and the putback. Flynn's now got 13 in the ball game, and the Broncos grab the lead again, 54-52. Here's Northwestern with the ball. Edelman has got it. Now we got a foul away from all the action. Down inside is going to go on Northwestern. A foul on the big guy, Stu Gosling, as he picks up his third personal foul now for Northwestern. He will check out. Ben Miller will come back in there. 9:20 remaining here in the ball game. Hastings College will come the length of the floor here as Carson Bloom will bring things up here for the Broncos. Carson Bloom, right-handed dribble as he comes into the forecourt. Bounce pass comes here to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger goes to Carson Bloom on the wing on the left side. Back out to Jake. Swings it on the right wing. That's Dane Bacon with the ball. Inside to Dylan Flynn. Dylan Flynn spins them the other way. His shot is up there off of the window. In and out. No good. Bounces out of there. And the rebound comes down to Edelman. Edelman gets the ball to Ben Miller down the near sideline. Miller inside to Van Colesbeek. He backs up. Spins. Puts up a shot over Flynn. Good. Daniel Van Colesbeek scoring there for Northwestern. He's got 14 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 54 points apiece now. 8 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex today. This has been a good afternoon of college basketball today. There's Hamburger for a three. Good! Jake Hamburger from straight away, top of the key, hits a three-pointer. The Broncos have a three-point lead, 47-44. Rather, 57-54. There's Ben Miller. His shot is going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. He's fouled there by Dylan Flynn. That's going to be the third foul on Dylan Flynn. And that's going to send Ben Miller back to the free throw line here for the Red Raiders. So Ben Miller, he's got 11 points in the ball game. He's just 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is up there. No good. This is a guy that's already shot 150 free throws coming into the ball game here today. The most out of anybody. In comparison, he's shot 150 free throws Brady Woolman has shot the most free throws for Hastings, 90. Here's the next one by Miller. It's up there and in. So Ben Miller has now got 12 points in the ballgame. It's 57-55. Hastings with a two-point lead. Here's Hamburger on the near sideline. Gets away, dribbles the ball around, takes it down to the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to be called here on Van Kalsbeek. That's going to be his second personal foul. This thing could turn into a free throw shooting contest today. Jake Hamburger goes to the line here. He had a three-pointer just a few seconds ago for his only points in the ball game. Hamburger is 74% foul shooter. And his first free throw is up there. It's no good. Last time these two teams played in that wild ball game up in Orange City, Hamburger scored 19 points against the Red Raiders. Hastings got a two-point lead now at 57-55. Jake Hamburger will have one more as he eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. So he hits one out of two free throws, and now the Broncos will attack here in backcourt. Hastings with a three-point lead at 58-55. Red Raiders get the ball in the offensive zone. There's a feed inside, dribbling to the basket. A shot is up there, no good by Vanderplas, and guess what? He is hacked on the arm. And a foul here is going to go on Zach Lena of Hastings. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Josh Vanderplas to the line here for Northwestern. He's got 5 points in the ball game. His first free throw is coming up here. It's up there and in. And two of the better foul shooting teams in the conference. Northwestern is third. Hastings College is fifth in the conference in free throw percentage. Next one is up there. It's good. Vanderplas hits a pair. And now it's a one-point ball game. 58-57. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Carson Bloom with it now. The Hamburger as he takes it down low. Dane Bacon having problems with it. Dane Bacon lobs her back out here to Hamburger. Out of Brady Lohman directing some traffic out here in three-point territory. Lohman behind a screen from Zach Lena. Lohman, bounce pass goes inside as Zach, he mishandles the ball, now picks it back up. Now it's swatted away again, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. That's going to be on Van Kalsbeek. That's going to be his third. Keep up this pace. I got everybody left. Zach Lena to the free throw line. He has not scored so far today. He's a 64% foul shooter in the season. 58-57 to score. He sings with a one-point lead. Zach Lena to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Zach Lena gives Hastings a two-point lead now at 59-57. Broncos basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Next shot is up to that. It's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Miller. So Zach Lena, one out of two from the free throw line. Vanderplas coming back for Northwestern, dribbles all the way to the baseline, and shot off of the window is good. Josh Vanderplas scoring there. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. And we are tied up at 59 points apiece now with 7 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Brady Lohman. Lohman dribbling out here in three-point territory. Gets into the right wing. Dane Bacon now to Zach Lena. Zach dribbles once in the lane. Goes for the basket. His shot up there. No good, but a pushing foul here is going to be whistled on Van Kalsbeek again. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. That's one of their big gunners. He's averaging 13.7 points per ball game, and he's a big boy. He's going to have to go to the bench now with three fouls. Here comes Rob Gill into the ball game now. Gosling is going to check back in. Zach Leeper also checking out there for the Red Raiders. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Zach Lena. Lena one out of two from the line. He was there just a few seconds ago. Here comes the next one. It's up there and in. Hastings 60. Northwestern 59. A little bit different game than the first time we played in Orange City. Both teams scored over 100 points. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Jake Hamburger with a big offensive rebound there after the missed free throw from Zach Lena. Dane Bacon, he throws the ball out here to a Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom moves it to Zach Lena. He gets away, dribbles toward the basket. His shot is up there and in. Zach Lena scores. His man, Goslinger, lost his footing there and fell down. And Lena drove it right to the basket and scores. Hastings back out to a three-point lead. 62-59. Broncos have the lead. Here's Gill with the ball. Gill moves it over here on the left side. A pass inside to Gosling. And a shot is up and in. Gosling now with 6 points in the ball game. Hastings comes back the other way. A shot is up there and in by Hamburger. Hamburger doesn't waste any time getting up the floor. He's got his second field goal of the ball game. Here's Gosling at the other end. A shot is up and in. Gosling now with 8 points in the ball game. 64-63. Hastings with a one-point lead. We're down to 6:14 to play. Hamburger hands the ball away to Woolman on the deep wing on the right side, picked up by Gill. There's Lena right at the free throw line. After Brady for three, shot is up there. Hits the front iron, no good. Ripping down the rebound is going to be Miller. But now we got a, what do we have here? A foul called back here on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach. Third foul on Zach Lena. He's going to check out of the ball game now for Hastings. Dylan Flynn is going to come in. 6 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings 64, Northwestern 63. Broncos again playing their first game as a ranked team today, ranked number 25 in the poll this week. Northwestern number 8. This will be huge for Hastings College today. Stu Gosling into the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Miller. Now we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be four fouls now on Dylan Flynn. So four fouls now on Dylan Flynn. He's going to have to come out of there. Brent Wells is going to check in there now. So Dylan Flynn is going to have to come to the bench at the 6:03 mark. Going to the free throw line for Northwestern is going to be Ben Miller. That's 18 fouls now on the Broncos here in this second half of play. Northwestern has got 9. Ben Miller to the free throw line. 4 out of 8 so far today. Shot is up there. It's good. He'll get the bonus here. So Ben Miller now with 13 points in the ballgame. He averages 18 on the season, the third leading scorer in the conference. Next shot is up there and in. And now Northwestern has got the lead. 65-64 with 6 minutes to play in the basketball game. Hastings back with the ball. Brady Woolman behind the screen dumps it away to Wells. He drives. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out and right into the hands of Vanderplaats. Josh Vanderplaats has got the ball now for Northwestern. Red Raiders have a one-point lead, 65-64. There's a long three-pointer put up there right through the hole again. Joey Atamamarian scoring there. That's his third three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Three threes, 68-64. Hastings trailing by 4 points now. Broncos have the ball. Here's Jake Hamburger. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Hastings calls a timeout. Hamburger gets the field goal. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. We got a two-point margin right now. 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play. 5:22 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 68, Hastings 66.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women upsetting Northwestern in the first game, 76-63. Now the Bronco men within 2 points of the eighth-ranked team in the country, Northwestern, at 68-66. With 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the contest. Northwestern has got the ball. Rob Gill will bring things up here. Rob Gill into the forecourt here is a throw to Ben Miller. Miller at the top of the three-point circle, hands it away, dribbling down the lane. Is going to be Leaper back outside to Gill. A shot for three, good. Rob Gill scoring a three-pointer. He's got 11 points. Now 71-66. Northwestern, a team that doesn't shoot a lot of threes either, much like their women's team. They've hit a couple of here in the last couple of minutes. There's a shot by Lohman. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gonslinger. Gonslinger finding the ball. It's knocked loose. It's picked up by Lohman. Lohman, his short jumper up there from the left side. It won't go. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. That was last touched here by Northwestern. And Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Marvin back into the ball game now. Coming out will be Wells. 71-66 is the score. Northwestern with a five-point lead. Hastings will inbound the ball. Brady Lohman comes way outside now to Dane Bacon. Down to Hamburger. Near side, Carson Bloom. Man-to-man defense here for Northwestern. Bloom spins at the free throw line. Trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Gets it out here to Hamburger. Now to Lohman. To Dane Bacon on the wing. Out to Brady. Entry pass. Get it inside to Marvin. Puts it up to a left-handed shot. No good, but he's fouling the play. And Marvin will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Gonslinger. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So now we've got two guys for Northwestern with four fouls. That's Van Kalsbeek and Gonslinger. Dylan Flynn has got four fouls here for Hastings. Flynn right now on the bench for the Broncos. Jake Marvin to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good. Marvin now 2 out of 3 on free throws today. He's a 62% foul shooter. Gonslinger comes out of the ball game. Coming in will be Van Kalsbeek. Hamburger checks out. Here comes Wells back into the ball game for Hastings. 4:27 to play. The Broncos down by 5 points, 71-66. Next shot is up there is good by Marvin. 71-67. Broncos need to stop here defensively. Here's Rob Gill coming into the forecourt. Here's a pass. Takes it down to the baseline. A shot is up there. Good again. That's Habiter Marion picking up a short jumper there. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. It's 73-67. Hastings now down by 6 points in the ball game. Lohman works the ball inside. That's going to be Marvin. He's double teamed. Gets it back out here to Brady Lohman as he dribbles with the ball. Brady Lohman comes across the top to Wells. Now down here on the right sideline. Carson Bloom inside to Marvin. Double team. Kicks it back out to Carson as he drives the ball toward the goal. Is running one-hander in the lane. Is going to be no good. And we have got a foul called again. This one is going to go on Rob Gill. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to send Carson Bloom to the free throw line here for Hastings. Bloom, he's got 5 points in the ball game. This will be his first free throw of the day. 69% from the charity stripe this year. And his shot is up there and in. So it's now 73-68. Carson Bloom. We'll have one more shot here. Crowd is silent. Shot is up there and in. So the freshman out of Minden puts one down through the hole there for Hastings College. 73-69. The Broncos now down by 4 points. Here's Miller again underneath the basket. They dump it away. A shot is up there and in. Van Kalsbeek scoring there. 75-69 is the score now. Hastings down by 6. There's a long pass down low. Bacon has got it. Sends it down to the left baseline. The Wells back outside to Lohman. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Puts it up there and misses. No good. Rebound, Carson Bloom. Sends it back out to Lohman as they throw it into the backcourt. And an over and back violation called here on Hastings. Dylan Flynn coming into the ball game now. Marvin will come to the bench. 3:12 to play. 75-69 is the score. It'll be Northwestern inbounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket here. It's going to be Gill looking the inbound. They do run underneath the basket. A shot is up and in by Leeper, and a timeout called here by Northwestern. Or a foul is going to be called. No timeout. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings as Leeper gets the field goal, and he is fouled in a play here by the Broncos. So it's now a 77-69 ball game. The foul is going to go on Bacon. That's going to be his third. Here comes Jake Hamburger into the ball game now as Carson Bloom will come to the bench. Zach Leeper to the free throw line. 4 points in the contest so far, 83% by the free throw line this year. Northwestern has now opened up their biggest lead of the ball game. There's the free throw. It's up there and in. 78-69. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings. This game was, 65-64 with about 6 minutes to play. Northwestern had a one-point lead. They've now built it to 9. There's Hastings with the ball. Flynn right in front of the basket. His shot's up there. And a little running hook shot there by Dylan Flynn. He's got 15. 78-71. Northwestern leading here in the ball game. Ben Miller has got the ball to the near sideline. Ben Miller is double-teamed. Gets it out here as they dribble her down the lane. There's a pass inside as they get it down to Van Kalsbeek. His shot's up there and he's fouling the play. Daniel Van Kalsbeek. Scoring here, he's got 18 points in the ball game. He's fouling a play here by Flynn. That's going to be the fifth personal foul now on Flynn. He fouls out with 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the ball game. Flynn will leave with 15 points. So Dylan Flynn will come to the bench. And that's going to send Marvin back into the lineup here for Hastings. 80-71 is the score. Northwestern has been the aggressor here the past couple of minutes. Northwestern has knocked down a couple of three-pointers here. Van Colsbeek to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. So a three-point play there by Northwestern. And now the Red Raiders have built a 10-point lead over Hastings, 81-71. With 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this one. Marvin, his pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Gill. That's turnover number 12 on Hastings. And now Rob Gill has got the ball for Northwestern. They're not going to be in any hurry taking this shot here. 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. A 10-point lead for the Red Raiders. There's a leaper with the ball. Gets it to Rob Gill. Rob Gill holding the ball right into the center of the floor, right in the center of that big red H. Rob Gill dribbling with the ball. Now he stomps out here. He throws it to Ben Miller. Nearly threw it out of bounds. Miller has got it. He spins left side of the lane. Backs up against Wells. Miller flips the ball behind him to a Van Colsbeek. The ball tipped away from him, but it's picked up here by Gill. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. Long pass ahead. They get it to Brady Lohman. Lohman drives his way all the way to the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down by Van Colsbeek out of bounds. 81-71. Hastings down by 10. Minute and 56 seconds to play here in the ball game. Brady Lohman will inbound the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Lohman looking, gets it to Jake Marvin, who hands the ball away to Lohman again. From the elbow, his shot is up there, good. Lohman scoring there for Hastings. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. 81-73, Broncos need a quick stop here defensively. Getting away is a Tab Marion as he drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. He has crushed Hastings today. He's got 13 points in the ball game. He had just two the last time we played. Here's a Hamburger. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Zach Leeper. Leeper gets the ball away to Ben Miller. Miller hustles into the forecourt, dribbles the ball to the free throw line, and throws it back out here to Zach Leeper. Out to Rob Gill. We're down to a minute and 22 seconds to play. Hastings trailing by 10 points here, 83-73. Here's a Zach Leeper out here to Gill, out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Hamburger. Gill drives the ball down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Went one-on-one with Hamburger and took him right to the hole and scores 13 points in the ball game for Gill. 85-73. Hastings down by a dozen now. There's a Brady Lohman down in the corner. Three-pointer by Bacon. It's up and in. That three-pointer from the deep left corner. And Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. Dane Bacon now 11 points in the ball game. We got 56 seconds to play here in this one. And Hastings is now down by 9 points. We'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 85, Hastings 76.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
More Bronco basketball coming your way on Wednesday here on 1230 KHAS. It'll be Midland in town to take on Hastings. Airtime will be at 5:45 on Wednesday afternoon, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game. 8 o'clock for the guys. 85-76 is the score. Northwestern on a late game push here. They've got the lead over the Broncos. In this game was at 65-64 in favor of Northwestern with 6 minutes to play. It's now 85-76 with 56 seconds remaining here in this one. It'll be Northwestern playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Ben Miller will get things in here to a Zach Leeper. Leeper trapped in the corner. He gets the pass away and is sent on the floor. And here come the Red Raiders again on the attack. We're going to have a foul called here. It's going to go on Brent Wells. So Brent Wells picks up his second personal foul. Aptamarian will go to the free throw line here for Northwestern. And Haptamarian has got 13 points in the ball game here for Northwestern. Averages 3.9 on the season. He's knocked down three-pointers. So Haptamarian goes to the free throw line and his shot is up there and in. He'll get one more. It's now 86-76. A 10-point lead for the Red Raiders. Here comes the next one. It's up there, and that one is straight through the hole. He has been the killer today, 87-76. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's Dane Bacon, a reverse layup down to the Hamburger. His shot is up at the end. Nice pass by Dane. Jake Hamburger hits the reverse layup for the field goal. He's now got 10 points in the ball game as the inbounds pass is slapped back out of bounds. 87-78. Broncos are down by 9, a three-possession ball game here with 41.2 seconds to play. Here's Ben Miller, a long pass down the floor. They get it to Gill. He drives for the hole. His shot good, and he's fouled. Rob Gill scoring there for Northwestern. Broke away as the Broncos were pressuring in backcourt. A perfect pass thrown down the length of the floor as Gill lays it in, and he's fouled into play here by Wells. Third foul on Wells. It's now an 11-point ball game for the Red Raiders at 89-78 with Rob Gill going to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. 90-78. Here's Brady Lohman back for the Broncos behind the screen. Lohman bounce pass goes over here to Wells. His shot for three is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Gill again. Rob Gill with the ball here in backcourt. That'll be just about the ball game as Rob Gill is going to bring the ball into the offensive zone and he'll stand there and watch the time tick away. We're down to 20 seconds to go on the Northwestern Red Raiders on a late game push. Going to knock off Hastings College here this afternoon. And the Broncos will lose their sixth conference game of the season here today and their seventh game overall as Northwestern will beat Hastings College today. The final score of 90-78. So Hastings had a 39-33 lead at halftime. Could not sustain that in the second half as Northwestern comes back to knock off the Broncos by a score of 90-78. We'll be back with a recap after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College drops this one in men's play today to Northwestern by the score of 90-78. Broncos had a lead at halftime today. They led Northwestern 39-33. We were tied in the second half. We were tied up at 59 points apiece with 7:18 to play. Northwestern had a one-point lead at 65-64 with 6 minutes to go. But then the Red Raiders outscore Hastings down the stretch 16-7. And the Red Raiders go on to beat Hastings today by the score of 90-78. So the Broncos now 17-7 on the season, 8-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern improves to 17-5. They are now 11-3 in the conference. Hastings getting 15 points today from Dylan Flynn. 12 points from Brady Lohman, 11 from Dane Bacon, 10 for Jake Hamburger. The other score is Brent Wells had 9 points today. 7 for Carson Bloom. 5 for Jake Marvin. 5 for Alex Thayer. And 4 points for Zach Lita. Northwestern, they were led today by Daniel Van Kalsbeek as he scores 19. Rob Gill had 16. Then we had Joey Haptamarian. He had 15 points in the ball game. Ben Miller had 14. 9 for Josh Vanderplatz. 8 points for Stu Goslinga. 5 for Zach Leeper. 4 for Levi Edelman. Northwestern ended up shooting 35 out of 60 from the field today for 58%, including 71% in the second half. They hit 20 out of 28 field goals in the second half for 71%, ended up shooting 58% for the ball game. Hastings College, their lowest shooting effort in a while, just 43% in the ball game today, 28 out of 64. Northwestern hit 5 out of 15 on three-pointers for 33%. Hastings 7 out of 21 for 33%. Free throws, Northwestern was 15 out of 20 for 75%. The Broncos 15 out of 22 for 68%. The rebounds, Northwestern had 23. Actually, Northwestern had 33. 33 rebounds for Northwestern. Hastings with 25. Northwestern winning on the offensive end 10 to 8. Northwestern with 18 turnovers in the ball game today. Hastings had 13. Red Raiders had 2 block shots and 7 steals. Hastings had 1 block shot and 7 steals. So Northwestern wins the basketball game here today over Hastings College. We had 12 lead changes in this game. The score was tied 9 times. And finally, Northwestern gets a late push in the second half to beat Hastings College today by a score of 90-78. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as high school basketball, rather Hastings College basketball, continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So the Hastings College women winning today in the first ball game over Northwestern. The men dropping a second contest here today, and this is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And Hastings College women getting 3 players in double figures today. Laurel Zwiener had 22. Brittany Wong had 16 points. And Taz Dorig had 15 points for Hastings offensively today. For the Hastings College men, they had 4 players score in double figures. Dylan Flynn had 15. Brady Lohman had 12. Dane Bacon had 11. Jake Hamburger had 10. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The game for the Hastings College women today will be Laurel Zwiener. Leads the way with 22 points and 10 rebounds today for Hastings College as she plays 25 minutes and scores the 22 points. 7 out of 9 from the field today, 8 out of 11 from the free throw line. Pulls down 10 rebounds, all on defense, scores the 22 points, had 2 assists, 2 block shots. Again, she leads Hastings College to the victory in the women's ball game today, scoring the 22 points. For the Hastings College men today, Dylan Flynn working his fanny off inside as he leads the way with 15 points and 7 rebounds for Hastings. Flynn was 6 out of 10 from the field, 0 out of 3 from, actually, 0 out of 3 or 4 from the free throw line. Pulls down 7 rebounds and scores the 15 points, had 2 assists. He had 1 block shot and 3 steals. So Dylan Flynn and Laurel Zwiener are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Hastings Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College dropping one here this afternoon to Northwestern by a score of 90-78. And Lance Creech will join us in the postgame. And Coach, really got to figure this is one that really got away from us in the second half, especially the last 7 minutes of the game.
Yeah, it did. You know, it was just one of those where Northwestern starts snapping the ball around the perimeter like they're so good at. They become very difficult to guard. And I thought, you probably got to credit them as much as you want to look at our kids making some adjustments. I thought they made some plays that were going to be pretty hard for anybody to defend at that time. But in the same sense, I didn't like our focus and our energy in the second half. It just wasn't equivalent to what we had seen in the first half. And the rebounds really took over. I thought we lost a little bit of our edge, and it just appeared that if we weren't making baskets, we didn't have a lot of interest in defending. And sometimes you fall into that trap, and you get a little bit discouraged, and you just have a hard time finding something that's going to work for you. And if it's not working on the offensive end, you know, the best teams dig in on the defensive end and try and create possessions, and we just weren't able to do that.
Yeah, they hit 71% of their field goals in the second half, 20 out of 28 from the field. That's tough to keep up with.
Oh, no doubt. You know, it's going to be hard for anybody to guard, but there's a reason they're a top 10 team in the country, and we're not. You know, I mean, they just do a very good job of identifying those things and making those plays, and I thought the biggest thing was probably bench play. They came off the bench with a couple kids that, you know, we don't prepare for nearly as much. And they did a very good job of execution, and their bench stepped up and made some really big plays for them.
Yeah, they're big gunners. We kept under control. We talked a lot about Ben Miller in the pregame show today. He scores 14 points in the ball game. That's below his season average. We had Van Kalsbeek. He made some big plays with 19 points. Gosslinger had 8, but you know, those guys really went off. It was the littlest guy on the yeah. whole court that came in off of the bench that really killed us today.
Yeah, you know, and again, sometimes you just, you know, the thing that I guess I was frustrated with our kids about is I didn't like our mental focus. And what we had talked about at halftime is the second half, our biggest adaptation, I guess you would say, is going to have to be our ability to make corrections and make adjustments at dead balls, at timeouts, at free throws. You know, anytime there was clock stoppage, we had to do a better job because, you know, Northwestern was going to come out and do some things different. But I thought we had played fairly decent in the first half, and they didn't have a lot of success running their primary stuff, so you really don't know what they're going to come out and do. kind of what we call a self-scout is, you know, just don't get beat the same way twice. Well, their guards came in off the bench and beat us, you know, two, three, and four times, you know, the same way. And that was a little bit disheartening because we've just got to be better than that if we, you know, want to plan to continue to extend our season. So got room for improvement, you know, and I told our kids on Thursday, if we win this game today, our season is not complete. If we lose this game today, our season is not complete. So we've still got a lot to play for. Just got to pick our chin up off the floor pretty quick and have an opportunity to get back to work on Monday.
Coach, what did Northwestern do differently in the second half offensively?
I think it was probably just more movement, more aggressiveness, you know, more spacing. I thought they were really tight, really congested, and I don't want to say Northwestern team was ever easy to guard because that'd be ludicrous, but at the same time, I thought they were a little bit easier to guard in that first half because their spacing wasn't great and they were pretty stagnant offensively. They didn't move. They didn't cut as well. You know, they didn't have the cutters to the front of the rim like you saw in the second half. And I think that was the biggest thing is their court spacing was so much greater. They extended our defense because they were able to make some three-point baskets and you know, just kind of extend the floor. But at the same time, they were able to pound it in and get one-on-one opportunities in the low post. They got us into a little foul trouble, and that was basically the telltale of the second half.
Hastings College dropping one here today to Northwestern. Now you got to get ready for a very fast-improving Midland team, probably a whole different club than we saw earlier this year.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, Coach Eisner is one of the best, and there's not going to be an easy win, you know, an easy win from here on out. There's no question about that, but still got a lot to play for, Mike. As I mentioned, you know, nothing's over right now. We've got six games to go, four of those at home. So we've still got a lot to play for. We just got to be able to respond better than what we did coming out of that layoff.
Is it kind of disheartening the way we play with a big team coming in like Northwestern?
Yeah, it was, you know, because I just, you know, the energy level, you know, and we literally had 7 days off. And sometimes when you're playing well, it's hard to take those days off, but you know, we can't use excuses. Everybody's fighting something this time of year, whether it's a nagging ankle, whether it's a bad hip, whether it's a cough, or whether it's time off or playing consecutive days. You know, you just can't complain. I mean, that's why they have tournaments, because typically the best teams are going to be the ones that are playing well at the end of the year, and we still have a chance to do that.
Okay, we'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. We'll take one more timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Haven't seen it. All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. A couple other scores to report. Dort has beaten Briarcliff in men's play today by the score of 77-58. Then it was Mount Marty today destroying Nebraska Wesleyan down in Lincoln by the score of 79-54. Nebraska Wesleyan scored just 17 points in the first half of that ball game. For the women's scoreboard earlier today, it was Briarcliff beating Dort by a score of 88-67. Morningside over Midland, 68-65. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan, 88-67. Hastings upsetting Northwestern earlier today, 76-63. Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play, 79-54. Next Bronco broadcast will be on Wednesday. Hastings will take on Midland University here at home, 6 and 8 o'clock the game times. On the air with a pregame show with a coach at 5:45 on Wednesday afternoon. And my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.